This gathering will now come to order.
The United Nations, April 11th, 2002.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legal counsel will now proceed to the dais. He will be followed by the representatives of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Ireland,
Jordan, all 66 Mongolia, nations, a number that is growing, had deposited their documents ratifying the Rome Statute, a treaty adopted at a UN conference in Rome in 1998, creating the world's first permanent war crimes tribunal, the International Criminal Court.
A page in the history of humankind is being turned.
I think it was a hugely momentous moment. I think it was a milestone in every sense of the word in international law.
Barbara Crosset was UN Bureau Chief for the New York Times.
It was something that most people thought over 50 years who pressed for this just had almost assumed it would never happen or it would take a whole lot longer. So it was a tremendously important moment.
It's incredible to see the labors of all of us come to fruition like this. And this is an institution that is much needed, that the world has waited for very long. And we are very happy that the court is finally coming into existence.
Vahida Nainar from India is active in a coalition of women's legal groups that lobbied for the new court to include sexual violence committed during war in its lengthy, terrible list of punishable crimes. Ending the age of impunity was a watershed moment for UN Secretary General Kofi Annan.
Those who commit crimes, war crimes, genocide, or other crimes against humanity will no longer be beyond the reach of justice. Humanity will be able to defend itself, responding to the worst of human nature with one of the greatest achievements, the rule of law.